In this talk, I will talk about efforts on calculating the gravitational cell force using the green function method. This is a work in progress. I'm working with Mark Casals. Well, I guess Connor already gave a good introduction about what we mean about with green function method for calculating the green cell force. I will skip the Minnesota-Taku equation. And also the motivation are very similar as the ones O'Toole said. This method is not new in the past. There are people already calculated the scalar cell force, for example, in Schwarzschild and Nyrat. Connor is one of them. But in this case, I will talk about most for the gravitational case. How do we construct the metric? How do we construct the metric perturbation? We simply follow these steps. These three steps are very similar. These steps are very similar to the Nakanon Sasaki in a paper published in 2001. We first start solving the Rage-Wheeler equation. We can do an Elmo decomposition for that, and then start solving for g omega l in the frequency domain, or it's GS, its counterpart in the time domain, which is GL. After that, we apply the Chandrasekhar operator onto those frequency modes and reconstruct what we call this other green function, which is the Tarkovsky green function. It's also a very well-known green function. And after that, we use the Charnowski operator in order to construct the gravitational green function, this g alpha beta mu nu prime, mu prime nu prime. In particular, we should take attention to this quantity here, this g omega l ss prime, which will play a very important role in the construction of this gravitational green function. The issues that comes with this approach, an Elmo decomposition, is that the first two modes in the L0 and L1 has to be calculated separately. And when we apply the Chandrasekhar and the Charnowski operators onto those solutions, we're dealing with higher order derivatives. This is very simple to solve. We simply use the Rage-Wheeler equation to calculate the higher order derivatives. And another very tricky issue, I would say, is that the Charnowski operator can only be applied onto homogeneous solutions to the Tarkovsky equation. But we're considering that the green function can be considered outside the coincidence, can be considered as a homogeneous solution. So we can apply the Charnowski operator in that regions when we discard that the specific regions that is the coincidence. The ways that we do that is that first, we should regularize the green function the same way as Nakano Sasaki does, so that the result that regularized green function is a homogeneous solution, and then apply properly the Charnowski operator. The other option is to do a matched expansion method, which consists, this matched expansion method, Connor already gave an introduction to that as well. We solve we calculate the Rodrigo function in two different regions, the distant past and the quasi-local, along a word length. We can see here how these two regions can be represented, the distant past and the quasi-local here in blue and orange respectively. So in the quasi-local, as Connor said, you start with a Hadamard form and solve for U and V. The methods available out there are transport equations. You can solve that numerically, for example, and small coordinate expansions as well. But now we're more focused on the distant past region. As I said, we start with an Elmo decomposition, and we have to solve GL. We can do that. GL satisfies this 1 plus 1 Rage-Wheeler equation, and we already saw a method developed by a tool as well that relies on characteristic initial data to solve this equation in the time domain. Of course, it is in the time domain. And we also implemented a very similar method to a tool's approach. Now, in the frequency domain, we start with a Fourier decomposition for GL, and we see that this G omega L can be constructed from these very well-known homogeneous solutions to the Rech-Wheeler equation in the frequency domain. This X in and X up satisfy these boundary conditions, priori ingoing and outgoing, so respectively. The method that we use to calculate these solutions are available in the black hole perturbation toolkit, and so we will use them to calculate them. Additionally, we also use the Jaffe series to calculate the X in solution in a more accurate way. Here are some results that we have. Well, this is just a very similar result that O'Toole already shown. Here we're using this, we're calculating this green function. The black solid line is the green function for the spin zero case in the distant past. And the blue is the quasi-local solution in the quasi-local, the rotary green function in the quasi-local region. And additionally, here I'm showing the spin 2 case for the Rech-Wheeler green function again, where we can see that we still have the agreement, right? The quasi-local in the quasi-local green function in the Rech, quasi-local green function in blue dashed here, and the distant past in black. So we still have some. We should have agreement within them in this region where we need to do a matching. This ring function is specifically for X and X up, X and X prime on a circular geodesic with R equals 6M. Now, for the Tukolsky ring function, as I said, we will calculate G omega L. So we're working here in the frequency domain and then apply the corresponding Chandrasekhar operators onto this G omega L and then construct this retarded green function. This is a partial result. We still have to do some improvements, numerical improvements, but in general, this is how the green the full retarded green function for the Tukolsky equation should look like. And as well, this is on a circular geodesic at R equals 6M. And the interesting part is here, where we're attempting to calculate to compute the gravitational green function for the metric perturbation equation. As I said, we have this intermediate function, this G omega L SS prime, which is given by this, and we found some interesting results that are related with these two spins that appeared here, S and S prime. In this example, S when S is equal to zero and S prime equals to minus two, we can see that, and this is the how this function here look like. And if we integrate that result from the asymptotics, we can see that this integral will converge. So we have no problem with this particular values. And in fact, for more values, for S, for any S equals to zero, and then for any S primed, and including S minus one and S prime equals minus two, we will see that the integral will converge. The problem is for the remaining cases when S is equal to minus two and S equal minus two and any S primed. For those cases, this is the plot for that function and the asymptotics. From the asymptotics, we can see that it will diverge when we integrate over omega. So there we have a problem that we're still looking at. And to wrap up the talk, we're still working and seeing why these divergences appear in the frequency domain. We're trying to understand. Maybe this is more related with the gauge that we are working on, which is the incoming radiation gauge. And we're looking at different regularization processes before integrating these modes, so that those divergent terms shouldn't be there, or we should remove it properly. After that, we're planning in doing the metric reconstruction in the quasi-local region as well, so that we can match the quasi-local solution and the distant path solution, and then obtain the full Green function for the metric perturbation equation. Thank you.
Thank you. So are there questions? Please raise your hand.
Thanks, and thanks for the nice talk. I'm just curious, so well, the reconstruction, do you have to take into account any sort of source terms in there? I mean, I guess the Green function has a source, a delta function source, is that?
Exactly. So the Shanovsky procedure is at some point we have to calculate the source for this, for the retarded Green function theory, for the Tucholsky, and that comes from the stress energy tensor of the particle, right, that is going around the black hole. Now for the Green function, we have to insert there the source for this gravitational Green function, which of course it is it involves some deltas in there. The source is a delta in general, plus some a product of parallel propagators, if I'm not wrong.
So, okay, so does the Chernowsky method need to be adapted to, like, along the lines of the Green-Tollens-Zimmermann approach to allow for sources in that case? Or do you avoid sourced regions?
So we're not looking at near the coincidence, right? That's where the Green function source is located. As I said, first, the Shanovsky operator shouldn't be applied in that region, because that region is where the Green function has a non-zero source. So we're not looking at that part. In order to solve that is where we're looking at the method of matched expansions.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. It seems there are no other questions.